Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
They say I'm African American.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will probably not vote?
Most likely I will.
Okay. What is your age?
58.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Oh, the election is this year? Oh, wow. The presidential election? Oh. Yeah, I mean, I usually vote.
Okay. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I mean, I have voted. I voted for Bush Jr., but I believe he's the only Republican president I voted for. I think I usually vote Democrat, especially congressional. Congress is always, I always vote Democrat on Congress.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
It just depends on who's running. I mean, I usually favor the Democrats.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Considering who we had before him, I approve.
All right. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not really sure what direction the country is headed in. Not sure if I can answer that.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I mean, prices are getting higher, but I guess that's just to be expected as the years go by.
Okay. thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: creating more jobs and raising wages, improving K-12 public school education, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, protecting abortion rights, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, combating division and racism, border security, reducing crime, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
There was one you said, I forgot after you said the others. I know the gun control one to me is important, but there was another one you said before, the student loan issue, yeah. If I only can choose two, because there's a couple of those. But student loan and gun control, a lot of people are struggling trying to pay student loans, including myself.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings toward some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. in which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Tim Scott,
is he the guy from Ohio that ran for president last time?
Wouldn't be able to tell you, ma'am.
If that's him, I was okay with him. One,
okay. Joe Biden.
Warm.
Jill Stein.
I think that's a congresswoman. I'm not sure. So I'll just say neither warm nor cold.
Democrats in Congress.
Warm, because that's who I vote for.
Okay. Sherrod Brown.
Damn, that's, he's somebody in Ohio, too. But I don't recall what he is. So, I'll just say, the name sounds okay, like, it doesn't sound like, if I didn't like him, I'd remember. I'll just say warm.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Hey, cold.
Okay.
He's cold.
Bernie Moreno.
I don't know who that is, so neither one.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
I'm not saying warm as the vice president for Joe Biden.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
He was assassinated the year I was born. I would say warm, the things I've heard that he tried to do for the people.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Cold.
All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, independent Jill Stein, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
John, did you say John F. Kennedy Jr.?
Yes, ma'am.
He's passed away, right?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Isn't he passed away, deceased?
No, it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, he's running?
Yes, ma'am.
One of their descendants, son, grandson? Oh, I would be interested in hearing what he has to say. I did not know he was running. So, I mean, if I like what he's saying, it would be him.
Okay. If the general election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
And well, if they were running for what? Senate.
If the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
It's always Democrat for Congress. Democrat. Jared Brown.
All right. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
I'm not sure what they're working on right now. I know he's been working on student loan issues. Not sure what else he's working on. In regards to foreign affairs and things of that nature, I haven't been keeping up with it a lot the last few months. But I'm sorry, what was the question? Have I been keeping up?
Yes. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration is doing?
I mean, I have read here and there and saw news and stuff here and there about things that they're working on.
All right. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
It hasn't made me less favorable, more, but it definitely has not made me less favorable.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he is doing?
Oh, my God. The Donald Trump reality, ongoing reality show? Yes, I have.
All right. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable every time I see his face or hear his voice.
All right. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
I never thought he was qualified for presidency, first of all. But he's just a clown. And now he's gotten, what is that? These felony charges and all. He's always in and out of court. He's always saying inappropriate things that he should not be saying. That's a horrible man.
Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
White supremacy and nationalism have rights.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did you say the rights of white supremacy and what did you say, white nationalism? What rights
yes,
do they have?
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
What rights and freedoms would they be rolling back? What's in the Constitution?
Wouldn't be able to tell you, ma'am.
Skip that. That sounds ridiculous. I don't want to do that question.
Okay. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue.
What issue? The one that I didn't want to answer?
I'll go ahead and ask you.
Biden, because Trump can't do, Trump is retarded. Biden.
All right. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
That's what I haven't checked in on. I think that whole thing is a mess. I think Israel is wrong. But I believe America is allied to Israel. So he's just acting accordingly. I'm not going to comment on that either.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
It probably was fair. He should be in jail for what happened on Capitol Hill. I don't give a damn if it wasn't fair. Somebody needs to do something about him. Yeah, it was fair.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans.
Oh, my God.
Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I'm not from his supporters. He said it. I heard he said it. I think he's ignorant. That's what I'm talking about. He says inappropriate things. Like, that's not presidential. Like, he doesn't have. He's not. He didn't finish school or nothing. I don't know what's wrong with him. But I'm not more likely to vote for him because he got any felonies. I don't hang out with felons. And I'm African-American. I don't want no felons nowhere around me. So, no, I don't. I'm not, no.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Every dang day.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or other?
Now that's social. What is this about social media? I mean, no, I don't get a lot of my news from social media. I get it from, like, I guess you could say YouTube, CNN Nightly News, NBC Nightly News, stuff like that.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I don't know. Whatever the one is, I'm not very liberal. Some of their issues I agree with, but some stuff is too liberal. So you said very liberal or what after that?
Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative.
Somewhat liberal.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
I'm spiritual, but I don't attend these fake churches.
Okay, would you say hardly ever?
I don't attend churches.
I'm thinking about the neighborhood you live in. Would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Half.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No. Oh, God, that's a hard one because No.
All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.